Call the Parks and Recreation meeting to order. Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gloria, can you do a roll call? There's John. Hi, John. All right.
Present.
Commissioner Chase?
Present.
Commissioner Schober?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Present.
Commissioner Boakley and Commissioner Carver are absent. Commissioner Plikus?
Here.
Commissioner Barlow?
Here.
Commissioner Matthewson?
Here.
Oh, jump on.
Yeah, missing one. Did you call? I didn't hear everybody's name. Oh, I didn't hear. Okay.
You called my name.
Okay, I didn't hear. I was reading the minutes.
All right, adjustments to the agenda.
Yes, Commissioner Matthewson would like to make an adjustment to amend 6A to be November 15th instead of November 19th.
6A. Any discussion on that?
I'm sorry, one more time. 6A
from November 19th to be November 15th.
Okay.
Sorry.
I agree with that. I just say all in favor? Or do we need a no? Make a motion to change 6A to read the regular meeting minutes of November 15th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Wait, I made the motion.
Yeah, she made the motion, but I seconded it.
John?
John first.
I thought you called for a motion. I'm sorry, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was reading the new motion.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I already made the motion. She's seconding. We're good.
Plenty of motions.
Are we good or are we not good?
We're good.
We're good. And we voted and everybody... No. All right. All in favor of the revised motion?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. We're off to a great start here. All right. So, remarks from the public.
Hold on.
Excuse me? Motion carried. Excuse me? Oh, 6-0. Is that what you want? Next time I should just let you do a voice vote. Right. I don't think I've ever done one of these before. All right. Are we good now? Thank you. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. There's no public here. All right. Consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of November 15th, 2023.
I make a motion to accept the meeting from the...
Do I have a second?
Second it.
Any discussion?
Wasn't present.
Comments? No? So can I do a voice vote? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Right. Motion carried, 6-0. Thank you. Okay. Recreation Director's Report for December 2023. Recreation Director is not here. Well, I'll go through the highlights of his report. He reports on the scavenger hunt that lasts until, it doesn't really say. No. Is it over now? Okay.
The bears are getting turned back in.
All right, very good. He talks a little bit about the youth basketball. There was a special basketball clinic There's another floral class coming up. We'll be talking about the budget at this meeting. And the new community booklet will be going out. I had a question about these. Would there be any benefit to ever including or posting this director's report in with our meeting minutes, or is that... This doesn't really ever get posted anywhere. Is that correct? No? Is there any... I mean, should we... When we do the meeting minutes, none of this information really is ever on there. And that's okay? I'm kind of asking a question. Whether we should start including that, or... I don't know.
Well,
was there any, you know, because we're the only ones that see this, right? Is that the purpose?
I think taking up on your question, Rocky, and also on Gloria's response, if you want something to be part of the minutes, they can be made part of the minutes upon motion. Otherwise, the minutes are the minutes. They're
okay.
Required to be posted, and you know, adding something as part of them is certainly certainly can be done. Another way to go about this, which may or may not be what you have in mind, is I've noticed that some other commissions in the town, mainly the land use commissions, post what they call meeting materials onto the town website. I'm not, you know, for our purposes, it's probably fine. For their purposes, it adds a whole host of layers as to, you know, what comes in at a public hearing and, you know, and the status of that, those items. We don't have to worry about that. And so, you know, it might be simply a matter of putting those on the website. You know, for example, the director's report. I think it'd be helpful to the public to know some of these things.
That's really what it is. Does anybody see any benefit of making this more readily available to the public?
I don't see a downside, you know, anyway, but by way of my example, I think there's certainly a mechanism within the town website that the town clerk could accommodate in terms of posting things
Attacking with the minutes. The minutes would be the minutes.
And again, you know, on a routine basis, but on a meeting-by-meeting basis, I think you would have to move to attach them as part of the minutes and so forth. Then they would be posted as the minutes. The other thing, you know, the other way to go about it, like I said, is make inquiry of the town clerk. I'd be willing to do that and find out what would be involved in simply posting meeting materials each month.
I talk to her.
Okay. My thinking, Rocky, is that if for whatever reason it's not done, there's no deficiency in the minutes, we're not failing to post something that we've made part of the minutes or something like that, and if we just concentrate on, first of all, fulfilling our obligation to post minutes, and then, you know, separately putting out public information, I think that might be the way
to go. From time to time, we hand out some information that doesn't really ever get... become available to the public.
Right. And from time to time, we have, by motion, made things part of the minutes.
Correct.
It was a letter that I read several months ago, for example.
Yep.
And, you know, it might be a case that doing so by way of emphasizing something like that is preferential to or is a better way to proceed than just routinely burying things in a way that the public may not, you know, get very deep into. But yeah, posting meeting materials is something that the town clerk may have some information about.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the input. Report from finance. Pete's not here to talk about this. I know we had a negative in a different line last month. It seemed to get cleared up without any input from us. I'm still confused about that. I thought we had to make motions and move money around in the budget, but I'm thinking finance can do that also. So I don't know. Can't provide much insight to the budget here without Pete, but the information's here. And I didn't really have any questions other than I did notice there's a new negative I did ask Pete about it. He said that was going to clear itself as they get more money in for rentals. That's what he told me.
For the Fair Oaks?
Yes. So I don't know if anybody has any comments about this at this point. If not, we'll move on. January newsletter is here. I didn't have an opportunity. I had asked Pete, or I should say, it was noted that a few programs weren't mentioned in this monthly newsletter a month or so ago, and I had asked Pete to make sure that these newsletters include any, you know, ongoing or upcoming programs. I didn't have a chance to verify that happened this month, but you know, I think we should make sure that this does include every program that's, you know, currently ongoing or coming up, just so there's no perception of favoritism or something like that going on. Just want to make sure.
He has to fix all the commissioner stuff, which he hasn't done the last month. Like Kate goes down to the bottom. Is that how it's set up? I don't know.
Yep. This is not posted yet, so I can reach out to Pete and have him update this. Yep. Any other comments on the newsletter? Okay. Unfinished business, walk-arounds. I have not put a summary list together of all the commissioners and which areas they were going to walk around.
I thought we postponed it till next, like in May or something.
Did that happen last month?
Because
I was actually going to bring that up, that
it was
too late to do it.
Yeah, and it's,
so we'll readdress this in the spring?
Probably April or May.
Okay, I will... get this off the agenda till April or May. Thank you. Okay. Discussion of projects and funding status. One of the attachments I had put in here is just a... It's not necessarily the format, but I wanted to try to put all the current and planned projects in one place. You know, I personally have fumbled around trying to find information as to how much money we had for different projects or what we had talked about, what we didn't talk about. So one of the attachments, it's called Montville Park Improvements. And it's got some numbered items, and it has some of our plans that are ongoing, like and what we had received ARPA or SIP funding for: Mossway site plan, handicap accessible playground, archaeological study, multi-purpose facility, and new playground and basketball court replacement. These are still open projects or previously approved by this commission projects that we were working on. The completed projects aren't on here anymore. I don't know if this is a good format for everybody, but I was just trying to get all this information in one place so it'd be easier for us to talk about from time to time. Develop this, you know, if you want, over the next few months as we go along, and figure out something that works for all of us. If that's okay with everybody.
So all these listed on here, you're saying are projects that are
this one.
In.
You mean this one, right?
This one.
Yeah.
I think
This one here, the one.
Oh, I got the wrong one.
Yeah.
I got the wrong one.
Yeah. Are projects that are accepted by, are in the process of being worked on? Or
If you look, the first ones where I say commission approved, those were commission approved, you know, they were commission approved by this group.
Mm-hmm.
The next batch are actually the, what we're going to discuss in a second is what's in the draft capital improvement plan right now. And if you look, it's got capital improvement 2024, 25, 26, 27, 28. So those aren't approved yet. That's why there's not approved next to them.
Okay.
Page number. All the stuff toward the bottom are details left over from our walk arounds of last year. All things that we identified that are improvements that could be made to all our various facilities.
Okay.
Those, you know, need less money. Some of them are normal maintenance work.
So in other words, they're like a wish list that we're hoping that we can get funding for. And
right. I believe Kate actually gave that to the Public Works Director.
Okay.
Some of them are probably done. Again, some of them are normal maintenance items. But we, you know, to me, I didn't see anything where they were all in one spot. You know, where we really, I don't want to call this the master plan, but at least it could be in one spot. It'd be handier for us to say, oh yeah, we talked about that, and we can add columns to keep notes on them, whatever.
I think it's really helpful, and yeah. To be clear, a lot of these are things that came up initially in discussion as a result of our assigned walk-arounds and so on, or, you know, of course, anyone's welcome to check out other areas as well, and if there's something that's seen as need of improving or significant maintenance or upgrading and so forth, they can make it onto this list. And as Rocky suggested, you know, sometimes this can be accommodated within the ordinary public works program. Sometimes it may be a matter of needing to find some money, and then you get into the question of relative priorities and also the question of where the money's coming from. Some kinds of money can be used for different things and mm-hmm. not others and so on. But as a reference list, at least, it's a good starting
right.
point.
Yep.
We could always decide as well that we don't want to do that anymore, you know, and strike something from the list, I suppose. But for now, this is what we've done over the last several years in identifying.
Yeah, and again, it's probably not inclusive, so you're all welcome to look at it, and if you want, you know, shoot me emails and I can add to it, or just so we can try to keep this stuff in one place. One of the other ongoing projects, dance room update, there was an email from John Carlson that came out. They're going to close down the dance room the week of January 8th. So they're going to put new ceiling tiles in, soundproofing on the walls, and put the new dance floor in. The dance program found themselves a local business offered them space for free for the week, so they can continue holding their dance class, so there's no interruption in the dance class. So that's another program that and project that should finish up. They expect it to take a week, and then it'll be done with.
Is that done by Public Works in-house, or is that done by a private contractor?
Based on what I can tell, John hired a private contractor, and the timing was strictly mm-hmm. on when they could get the contractor to do it, their availability. I think it's in the toward the end of a dance session. I think that, you know, they would prefer not to stop dance classes, so that's why they went out and found a room to go to continue the classes in for that week. Hopefully it doesn't drag on. Projects, you know, can get delayed for different reasons, but hopefully it won't. Okay, new business. To consider an act on a motion to approve the slate of nominees of the 2024 Parks and Recreation Commission officers for election at the January 17th, 2024 meeting.
Point of order, Rocky, on this.
Yes.
I know that, I believe it was last month, a committee was appointed for this purpose.
Correct.
And I know that we have a document that's called our bylaws that has been sort of amended and shrunk down over the years that provides for such a committee to be appointed and report back and so forth. And as you know, and a few others as well, I've sort of been critical of that process in the past because I do not believe that our authority under the town charter extends to passing legislation, which, in other words, you know, things like bylaws, things like regulations and so on, as other town agencies do. That aside, we've covered that and, you know, been by point known. But for now, and of perhaps more direct relevance, if a committee was appointed and has met, because it's on the agenda to make recommendations, I have not seen any agenda posted by that committee. I've not seen any minutes posted by that committee. So maybe I'm looking in the wrong place. I didn't see it on the town, on the public website, which is, you know, the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's here in the package here somewhere, I don't think it is. And so my suggestion was, you know, it would be that in order to create a clear problem under the Freedom of Information Act, we know we've received instruction on that before, that a committee of a body has the same agenda and minute requirements that the body itself does. For example, the Carnival Committee, you post minutes, you post your agendas and so forth. So my suggestion would be to avoid walking into that kind of a problem that either the, you know, committee posts its agenda and minutes, or that, you know, those involved simply in the ordinary course make recommendations next month and we'll just, you know, vote on officers accordingly. I mean, I don't think that, you know, the candidates who are going to be likely for these positions are probably, you know, for those of us who are returning on the commission, you know, probably pretty obvious, and I don't see any, you know, likelihood that anything would change there. But I do think we need to comply with our FOI requirements and that the issue just be tabled until next month. For that reason. Look, if a committee met and hasn't posted an agenda in minutes, its action is void. We know that much. It would be like if we met and didn't post our agenda in minutes. So I'm sure it's an oversight. I'm sure the people who were involved in that have acted completely in good faith. I don't question that in the least. But I think that, you know, in order to avoid creating a bigger problem, that just be tabled for now. And those folks either simply advocate for their recommendations next month or that they properly post an agenda and meet and post minutes.
Okay.
But since you read that, don't we have to, like, since he read it, don't we have to say, like, pass it and then a discussion? Like, I mean, we went right to discussion.
I raised it as a point of order.
Okay.
But.
Okay. I didn't know. That's why. All right. I don't understand.
No.
So we can make a motion to table it, correct? And then
yes. Yeah. I believe, Gloria, that would be correct. We rely on Gloria a lot for rules of order. I move that we table agenda item 11A.
I second it.
Any discussion?
So you want just the people know, you want to know who's been nominated, like what their minutes are, like if they have a meeting? Is that what you want to see? Because
So backing up, a committee was appointed
yes.
to this purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure,
and we traded emails, we made recommendations.
There's no question, you know, it's done.
We certainly didn't do it, I guess, correctly. I wasn't
at least
aware
I'm not
last year that you had a meeting last year when you did
call.
This. What's that?
We had a phone call.
Right. So we were probably out of order last year. So
then you.
I think that it's been out of order for a year and a half.
So, okay.
Yeah. So it's a good opportunity to bring it into order, I think. And so the thing is, Deb, is that we received instruction, those of us who were on the commission probably about 3 years ago, in the FOI Act from the town attorney at the time and so forth. It was made clear to us, and I can tell you it's, you know, in fact the case, that if any body like our, any commission like ourselves, which is subject to the FOI meeting and agenda requirement, open meeting requirements, agendas, minutes, and so forth, if such an entity then appoints a committee for a particular task, like we have the Carnival Committee, under the FOI rules, that committee is required to post its agendas and minutes, and you do that.
Yep.
No question about that. So any other committee would fall under the same requirements.
Yep. It totally makes sense.
Right. So maybe it's a good opportunity just to bring this into proper order, maybe even revisit how we conduct
this. To be honest, this process doesn't make any sense to me, that you know, I think we're trying to follow what's in the bylaws, which really don't make any sense.
Right, which gets back to my first point about our
one of the committees
inability
that says
to pass
you have to have.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm more of an advocate of, at this meeting, we discuss potential candidates, and then next month,
sure,
vote on them. But that's not what it says to do right now.
Right. So
I don't know how we.
So just on the basis that there's no agenda and minutes posted, I think it would be proper to table this in accordance with the motion.
Right. And so what I think, and not to cut you off, but so we can move on, I think what I'll do is formally call a meeting, pick a special date before our next meeting here, conduct a meeting, post minutes, so that we can vote on it next month. So we can get back on track. We're supposed to vote by next month.
Yeah, and then maybe at some point in the process examine whether this is really the way we need to be proceeding. But in any event, rather than make the problem worse by continuing down this
path. Totally
agree. And I don't intend this to be a reflection on, you know, anybody's recommendations or choices or anything like that. That's not my purpose at all, raising.
That's understood. Thanks. So we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 6-0 or in favor of tabling this until next month? Okay. 2024-2025 budget discussions. We've been notified that the budgets have to be submitted by toward the end of January. We will only have one meeting before the budget submittal, basically 6B budget discussions and 6C, the capital improvement discussions, are both due at the same time. The recreation department budget is something Pete usually puts together. He's more familiar with the needs of the department, not to put anybody down here, but probably better than we are. We've been relying a lot on his input for that. There's a copy of the current, what he currently has put together for that in here for us to look at. He couldn't be here tonight to talk about it, but he will look at this. He will update it as he would recommend, you know, as he would see fit. And next month, we'll get a chance to review it and vote to accept it.
Can we just ask for $5 million across the table?
To what?
Can we just ask for $5 million across the table and just be done with it?
And just move on?
I mean, it's a number and a lot of zeros. We're good.
I know. There's enough. So what I would like to spend a little bit of time on is the next item, which is the capital improvement plan. So right now, I think you all should have a copy of this, the 2024-2020 to 2029 capital improvement plan. Yep. So this is developed from last year's plan. Last year's plan, basically, we really didn't get anything funded. So this year's plan is really just moving what we wanted last year into this year. But it should be noted that if you look at what's under 2024-2025, there's three items. I'm not sure if all of you know the history on all these items. Let's talk about items 2 and 3, the basketball court reconstruction and Desjardins Playscape. Those were items that were in our budget last year. They were pulled out during the budget process because it was felt that they could utilize what they call local LOCIP money, local capital improvement money. So these were pulled out of this capital improvement plan and put into a different LOCIP plan. We moved along. We were getting price estimates. We were getting ready to award contracts. And then it was noted that we could not use LOCIP money because it wasn't in our capital equipment plan, capital improvement plan. So basically, they should have left it in the plan that got approved by the town council last year. So what they've asked us to do is put it back in this year. So those two items are items that should be approved by the town council. And then come June, they'll be moved to the LOCIP account, and then we can move forward with them over the course of the summer.
I have a potentially, I don't know, nearsighted question. Why were we told to remove them?
We did not remove them.
Were they removed without a clear understanding of this will still meet the requirement?
You would have to ask others. That is what happened, though. People did not fully understand that what their actions would the results of the pulling them out.
I feel like that happened quite a bit last year.
So, but the current council is looking to recover from that. So they've asked that we put those in. The other thing that's in here is the large pavilion. That is a project that has been getting delayed. This is the third year now. That's needed improvements for a long time. This number is certainly open for discussion. John, the last full bid package that went out with repairing everything was actually came back with a quote of $247,800. This number certainly could be $247,800. Right now, a couple of the town councilors are still looking to try to come up with a more cost-effective solution to fixing the pavilion.
Rocky, perhaps it might be pointed out for the benefit of the new members that the issue is that the large pavilion at Camp Oakdale is as you know, I'm sure, the structure of these big timber posts, like 12 by 12. And when it was built back in the 1970s, someone had the bright idea of pouring these in concrete.
Right into the concrete.
Right. They lasted for a long time, probably because they were so big. But,
right.
but now they're rotten. And so there has been some discussion of maybe the repair of these posts, or at least most of the posts, you know, might involve something like cutting them off, digging out the rotten stuff, filling in, and maybe have some kind of a mechanical fastening. Maybe a few of the posts are further gone than that. Then the town engineer became involved, and there were some, became a more complicated scheme, I guess, would be, you know, fair to say.
Engineers will make it very complicated. Yeah.
So,
words were never spoken.
Right. They're beautiful, you know, laminated beams. They're huge beams.
Have they tested them for their density?
I believe the town engineers have conducted the inspection on them and have deemed them that they need repair.
It was very thorough.
Well, he says how far it goes up.
Right, like the inside, the middle of the post.
Because that's generally the way that goes, is from the internal inside out.
You know, probably because it's a laminated beam, they're probably, you know, I want to say a little less susceptible to having, you know, core rot in them, I would think. They've lasted a long time.
I don't know, you know, about that, but
there's also some repairs. You know, there needs a new roof on it and things like that.
But we're really looking at a situation that could involve anything from, you know, cut it off, pour concrete, and, you know, tie it together to totally replacing those posts.
Correct.
You know, jack up the roof and build a new.
The 287, I believe, is replacing the posts.
Okay.
What? When was that last sent out and quoted?
It's the cost of building a new one.
Where are we now? September, summertime.
280.
At this point.
Yeah, so exactly. Not a valid quote anymore.
Right. Yeah. No,
so they actually, they.
I'll ask the question.
I would probably say yes. They could not award that.
I'm the ignorant guy.
And chances are, based on history, it's probably a little more than that.
Yeah.
Right. They're in the process of trying to put a new bid package together. Yes, Chance.
Ignorance of the new guy. What's the building valued at?
I don't know that.
I mean, $280,000 would be just light a match and come back and build a new one.
We'll strike that comment. But
well, you know, maybe
there are girls next to the building. So.
But maybe it would
be cheaper to demo it.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I probably don't think I mean, I think that's where the $400,000 came from. The $400,000 was for a total replacement, and that was from 2 years ago.
But that would still be using the existing floor, probably, right?
Correct.
Which has value.
Well, probably the existing floor, and then you would lose any of the potentials for rental and the farmer's market and everything else in the place. That's
I'm just saying that a new building would likely be built on that existing floor as opposed to starting totally from scratch.
Yeah. They're really looking for. They don't feel, you know, the $287,000. Say it's $300,000. They don't want to put $300,000 into the building. They're looking to come up with a acceptable alternative to repair those posts, and then re-roof the facility. I think that's what they're looking to do there. And they're looking, I think they're trying to get it in under $100,000, but I don't know that. We have some money, I think there's about $65,000 that had already been allocated to repair the posts from a couple of years ago. That's in the public works budget. So that money is available. The plan was to start repairing it right after farmer's market ended this year, but they don't have a plan. They still don't have a plan, and it's frustrating. We've been going at it for 3 years and talking about it. We really need to get that fixed.
Now, whose responsibility is that to get that moving forward? Is that public works?
It really is a public works project, yes. They discuss it at the public works meetings, and it is a public works project.
And what seems to be holding it up? Is there?
They don't have the money. They don't have $300,000 to fix it.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to find
really
a cheaper alternative.
$60,000. That's what they're working on.
Right. I think they understand they need more. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off more. I think they understand they need more, but they're trying to find the most cost effective, repairs that they can do. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get that cost down as much as they can, and still have it get the job done.
I would be very reluctant to lower that dollar value just based on the recent quote, well, six months ago quote that went out. I'd rather keep the 400, get the 400, get the quote out, maybe somebody can bid it for 250, whatever, and then we give that extra money back.
So
but it's either that or we reduce it to 100,000 because that's what they would like, and then somebody bids at 175 and we don't have the money to do it anyway.
This budget process is always sort of frustrating to me and probably some of the others, is that we put these together every year, we approve them, and then without any further discussion,
they're changed.
They typically zero them out.
Yeah.
And we're not consulted about it. I would say that we were the money for the basketball courts and the gardens will end up staying in the SIP plan, and I expect some number to be in for the pavilion repairs, but I think that number is going to be what this group comes up with.
Rocky, I'm a little murky as you are when it comes to the budgeting ends of things here as well. And I think I've asked this in the past, a long time ago. It might have been answered, but maybe you can take a crack at it again. Or maybe, Kate, you know. How is it that the large pavilion came to be part of the capital improvement plan? Because it seems to me that it's a repair project. We're not building a new pavilion unless worse comes to worse, let's say, and the present one, you know, becomes, you know, truly.
I don't know if I can fully answer it.
As opposed to the basketball courts, which is a total reconstruction, as it's envisioned, that clearly is a capital improvement.
I believe this is again, back when they first, someone had the foresight, probably before any of us were members on here, that pavilion was going to need replacement at some point. And they probably had it in, 6 years out. And then as time shifts, you know, slowly it makes its way this way.
And then the circumstances changed as well, and it becomes
Changed a couple of years ago from replacement to repair/replacement.
Yeah.
Because, again, every year that goes by, and every year you don't do something, the costs go up.
Because, it's just that usually we don't put repair projects on the capital improvement plan, you know, as opposed to something new, something totally reconstructed, like the tennis court, pickleball courts kind of thing. I was just curious, Rob.
I think that, and I also think it's on here because it's not really in the normal maintenance budget of public works.
Yeah.
So I think they put larger repair projects on here. Sorry, Morgan.
You're fine. I think, again, nearsighted comment, the cost of the project must be greater than $5,000. And then number three, the project must have an expected lifespan of at least 5 years. Number two, obviously, it's not just chairs that we're replacing and stuff like that.
What are you reading that from?
The packet, page 24.
Oh, okay.
Capital purchase guidelines.
Oh, that was the guidance that the finance director sent to us.
Yeah. I don't know that answers everything, but at the very least it...
It's not really important. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, I don't mean to make a big deal out of it. I was just curious.
I was too, to be completely honest with you.
So again, I expect some number there, and that number will be end up, we may not have any more say in it. I think we'll vote on this next month. That number will be some number that gets developed over the next month.
And who will be giving us that number? Will that be coming from the Public Works Director or Pete?
I say Pete because he'll be working with the Public Works Director to get that number. So,
Rocky, is another point, and this kind of forgive me if it's relevant to the large pavilion itself, but as we've discussed these rotten posts and planned repairs or proposed repairs for months now, it's occurred to me that we have another pavilion that was built at the same time with the same construction method. Have we looked at that?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
What is that?
On Oxoboxo Dam Road, down opposite Schofield's Pond, on the other side of the road.
Mr. Vice Chair, may I speak?
Excuse me? You may speak.
Thank you. It was mentioned, Commissioner Chase, it was mentioned at an informational meeting that I've been to when I was appointed to Public Works. I'm on the Public Works Committee. Yeah, and it was mentioned, so I'm thinking that it is something that in the near future will be looked at, but I can bring that back to Public Works.
I'd just be curious to know, because if it turns out that things are just as bad, maybe that needs to be an item on the capital improvement plan as well.
Maybe lumped in together.
Or maybe that could be as well. There might be some savings
all together.
Doing it all at once also.
Get one contractor to look at both and put it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to involve exactly the same work.
Correct, that's what it sounds like.
The deterioration's the same.
Commissioner Mathewson, question. Would item number 6, the efficiency lights, the tennis and pickleball courts, given the popularity of that area, would that be better to put into 2024, 2025?
It's a, again, this is one or two, you know, Pete and I were discussing this. The chances that it got approved for this year were, again, based on history, were slim. So
right.
We were trying to spread. If you look at 700 this year, 700 next year,
yeah.
Six. You know, we're just trying to be reasonable.
Well, and I agree, but you know, it's no joke. No joke, Jesus. No. shock, right, that the 400 is going to change to whatever number becomes deemed, you know, appropriate. So
and we can put it wherever this group wants to put it, okay? I don't want to...
No, I know. I just... It's such
my opinion is no
area.
Has no more weight than yours. If we all think... I agree that it's important. I agree we were really hoping to get it done this year.
Right. I just think it's a very used area of the town, and having efficiency lights would be a long-term benefit.
I'm quite surprised that someone hasn't taken the initiative to look at all our facilities and get with CL&P and try to come up with some kind of grant to replace all of them with LEDs. They did it at the schools. I think
there's programs out there that...
I think there is.
There is.
And some of this stuff was
right
in the plan when I started here 3 years ago, and it keeps getting pushed out.
Right.
That's certainly something that I think could be looked at. The question is, who can we get to look at it? Well, John, you know, can we get Public Works to look at it? Or
okay.
But again, if this group wants to shuffle any of these around, add anything, take anything off, we can. This is open to discussion. Theoretically, at the next meeting, we'll have to vote on this to approve or disapprove. I guess we still can make changes up at our next meeting. So maybe that's the thing, is to look at this and. If you have comments over the next month, or maybe we could individually talk about them, and then we could gather up these comments and, you know, finalize a plan for the next meeting.
Okay.
Farmers Market Committee appointment. Looking for a volunteer, I guess. If this is an appropriate way to do this. We're looking for someone to become a member of the Farmers Market Committee. I was going to open it up to a volunteer that would like to do that.
Kate, so for what it may be worth, I know, Kate, you did a great job in that role while you were chair of this commission, and maybe you could just give a sense of what it involved.
Well, what I did was a lot more than any
understood
commissioner could do. I did it because it was something that I know that as a commissioner I pushed for it and wanted to see it revived and brought back for the town. So I went in and jumped in with 2 feet. And I plan to continue that role as I work well with the committee and the farmers and everybody that's involved in it. So the meetings are probably, they don't go year round. We'll start meeting up again probably in January or February. And we end in November. We take a break and then start back up again. Meetings are usually once a month. As this opening day gets closer, we usually meet twice a month. And it's really just being a liaison between them and this commission.
So the person would not act as a member of that committee, but would attend its meetings?
I do believe they get to vote. I won't get a vote anymore.
Right. But the person, who's volunteers to be liaison would be expected to attend those meetings that are monthly?
Monthly, yeah.
And report back as necessary and help to facilitate resolution of issues between the two.
We haven't decided yet. I don't know if Commissioner Mathewson would be interested or Commissioner Hillman might be interested, only because she comes to the farmers market every week. I don't know. We both are.
I mean, it would clearly suit someone who has an interest in that activity anyway.
I'll flip you for it. Me?
Yeah, and
if you want to do it, you can do it. I can help. Like if you,
Commissioner Chase says, sometimes words confuse me. Received an email in my acting role right now from the town clerk that basically said, I had to appoint someone to this committee. Okay, so somewhere I must say that the Park and Rec Commission has to have a representative on it.
To the earlier point tonight, if it's called the Farmers Market Committee, what is it a committee of? In other words, of what greater body is it a committee of?
Of course,
we're all appointed by the town council.
It is a formal committee of the town council.
So that makes
sense.
It's
a subcommittee of this commission.
Oh, it is.
It is not from Park and Rec. It is from the town council. Yeah, it's from the town council. It is not from Park and Rec. I am sure. No, from town council.
Might be something to check out.
No, it's not.
No, I think you're right, Rocky. Yeah. I do. But,
no, it's not.
But anyway,
the people who are on it are vendors, farmers, the people that are just generally interested in making it a better farmers market.
And it is a much better farmers market than it had been in the prior era, I think. And it's to the credit of
a long way.
It really, really has.
It really did.
So there's a way to.
Is this way that, of me looking for a volunteer acceptable to everybody? I mean, you mentioned that Mary might be interested.
No, I didn't say she was. I just.
I mean, it looked like I had a volunteer and I was very happy.
at the same time, Deb seemed to have some willingness to help out as well.
I need to know a day, when is it, the meetings? And then Tuesday's
But there's no reason a second person couldn't attend and become active, you know, in the process, or even serve, you know, perhaps as a non-voting.
We can wait till
substitute.
Mary comes to see if she's interested.
I believe.
I will volunteer.
I'm just afraid that the town clerk's going to
appoint somebody.
Well, they're looking for a name, and you know, shame on me. Maybe I should have asked, when do you need that name by? I didn't.
We volunteered, so.
Yeah. I'll volunteer.
I can help, too, like if I need help. Like,
okay.
Like, she can't make a meeting, maybe
I
can go. So
I would certainly say at any time someone could step down, someone else could, you know.
Or like, if she can't make a meeting, and she tells me maybe I can make it, so that there's always somebody.
We can figure something out. So.
Rocky, as a point of, you know, question for the town clerk, you know, I think Deb's kind of latched on to something here. Or appoint a liaison as well as an alternate to be able to act and be absent in case she can't make it, in case she's not there. If she has a vote, then you could exercise that vote. I don't know if that's possible, but it's a good question for the town clerk.
Mondays. That's what it was last year. Mondays.
Well, I have Christmas on, you know, next week.
All right, then if it's, everyone's okay with this, I don't know if we have to vote on this since, again, I think I was told I had to appoint somebody. I don't know what that means legally. If everybody's okay with it, I'm going to recommend that Morgan be our liaison.
And if it's,
I will ask some questions.
Sure, to Deb's point, and if it's and if it's not enough that you simply appoint someone, if we do have to vote, we could always pass a vote ratifying the choice next time around.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Communications. The only thing that we haven't touched on that I had received this communication. I'll pass a few of these around. Pete today sent out something that John, there's not enough for, maybe there is five. You can look at this, you'll have that. Give it to Gloria. There was a company that's looking to put a clothing box at the community center. Like you see around town, you know, that, you know, they're promoting this as they're able to get, you know, old clothes and that kind of stuff out of the recycling stream. The organization is pretty clear that, you know, a lot of this, they, you know, if they can, they say they donate the clothing, but they also donate it to organizations. My guess is like maybe Goodwill. Any, you know, things they could get some money from, they probably sell. Then clothes that are ripped, they end up making rags and things out of it. You know, but their big push is, and why John's interested in it, I guess they've put one of these at the landfill. I think they have one down there now. You know, he's looking to ways to help get some of this stuff out of the recycling stream. Pete hit me cold, you know, with it today, and I said I'd bring it up. He asked for my initial comments, and my initial comments were, it's a good idea that the public abuses. Every one of these boxes I've ever seen has toys and cribs and hanging off the side of it, and
comes a mini dump.
So I asked him if this organization would take full responsibility of cleaning up whatever was there whenever they picked up the clothing. you know, if they came and they took everything and they disposed of this stuff that's not supposed to have been dropped there, it might be, to me, might be something I would be more apt to say, yeah, that's a good idea. But again, I didn't make a decision. I wanted to present it tonight. Maybe it's something, again, we can discuss a little bit tonight, or we can table it and talk a little bit more about it next month. But my, again, without knowing, they tend to be an eyesore, in my opinion, even though they
I think we just maybe table it and get some more information from Pete on it. My dealings with these from my prior experience in the city of London is Public Works is going to be ending up picking up the mess, and it's just another project that Public Works is going to have to do amongst the hundreds of other things that they have to do during the day. So I would ask Pete to get some more information. If, like you said, Rocky, if they're going to be responsible to come and pick the junk up. Right. And if that's the case, then see how it works for a month or two, and if they abide by it, then we'll stay with them. But,
and what their cadence is going to be for picking it up. If, right, it's going to be, we'll come every 3 months to empty this.
Yeah, you don't want the clothes and stuff coming all out of it and hanging all out of it either.
So then, you know, if this is a different organization from the one that has the one at the transfer station, then maybe this could go there too. I mean, it seems a natural place for it because, first of all, it's being supervised against the dumping of extra stuff. And then if it does have to be cleaned up, the transfer station staff is at least right there with equipment and can...
Well, they're also right there kind of watching everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this, you know, Pete had talked about, they were talking about putting it out front. Pete was saying, no, we put it around back. Well, I think if you put it around back, it's more susceptible to dumping more junk in it.
Which is another issue, because the Fair Oaks grounds are used in different ways at different times. There's the carnival, there's other things. It seems to me that it's going to be in the way of something
somewhere
or other. And you know, we can talk about it another time.
Well, I can try to get more information. This is actually an initiative that John is pushing for. He actually was kind of advocating us getting one of these.
Well, the idea of getting stuff that's usable out of the waste stream, you know, is a good idea, because otherwise the town has to pay to haul it away. So, and it, you know, can benefit people, which is, you know, right, the goal, I'm sure. So,
and the
you just don't want it to be an eyesore.
That would be my concern. And
I
not
think
that
the community center is the right place
for
it.
You've got kids and a lot of activity down there.
Yeah. Put it at the police station. Put it down. Except, you know, on the driveway area of Public Works. You know,
it
would
be Public Works, right?
Right. I'm with you. I'm not against it, but
they're
yeah, like the one at Stop and Shop is usually always a mess.
That way it's not gonna.
We're making it hard for Glory to keep up with us all. I've lost control, Gloria. Sorry.
Anyway, she's got 5 different people's dialogue down there. She's
writing
golden
with both hands. Yeah, she's doing a great job. But
there has to be a motion made to table it, or do we just...
No, this was just under communication, so I think we'll... I wanted to present you with the information, and again, something we can consider. I'll try to get a little more information. We can further discuss next month.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're open-minded, but we have concerns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my biggest concern is the eyesore portion of it. Okay. Remarks from the public. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
What kind of nice word. Something about the tree lighting over
yes.
the weekend. It was really nice.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody was there to see it, but it really was. And it was too bad we couldn't have our parade, but we did the best that we could, especially with the short notice that we had. So as far as the budgets go, I know I don't have to tell you this, but the budgets are going to be tight this year. They're going to really be heavily scrutinized by the Finance Committee, so I wanted you all to be aware of that. When I have my next Public Works meeting, I will mention to John about
the grant programs for lights, because I know that we have had this discussion before within the last year. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we really need to be working on, because they're out there. And thank you to Morgan for joining the Farmers Market, and for Deb being willing to help. We're going to be so, so happy to have you both on board. And everybody enjoy the holidays and stay safe.
Thank you, Kate. Remarks from the commissioners. I'll start with Commissioner Chase.
Welcome to the new members. You'll see that we enjoy working with each other here. We are a little bit informal at times, and you know, we all try to get along, and you know, in the pursuit of our responsibilities, if we have disagreements, we try to work them out. And we usually talk more about things that are specifically related to parks and recreation issues, but you know, at the end of the year, we have budget matters, and as we're getting into now, to deal with. So, if you're more interested in parks or more interested in recreation, stay tuned, because there's plenty of that here.
Thank you, Commissioner Plaitis.
Do they give the, you know, does the town give a budget that's, you know, available for us to, you know, or is it kind of like on the big as we go along?
The general recreation budget?
Take that as a no.
You don't have to file taxes every year, but the IRS knows how much you owe.
Yeah.
The same situation.
Okay.
So what it starts with is what you have, what Pete was given. It was basically, I think it was the 2022 budget, the 2023 recommended, 2023 adopted. Usually you have a previous year and the current year to start with. And you can ask for anything you want. You really can. There's a write-up that the different department heads have to fill out to justify any changes. I've looked at the Board of Education. I've read theirs, you know, because they're always asking for more money. But we can ask for anything you want, but you have to be able to justify it. And then, you know, town council, the finance committee have to approve it. Then the mayor looks at it. The mayor has to approve it, and then ultimately town council has to approve it. There's a lot of wickets it has to go through.
And
based on past history, you're not going
to. And Rocky will have to go and defend it.
And Rocky, with your permission, not to go out of order here. Yeah. Just to be clear, and maybe for our first meeting next year, we can in January put together a little package of some of our sources of authority under the charter and so forth. For the benefit of the new members, because the point is that one of our duties, our responsibilities as the Parks and Recreation Commission, is to approve the Recreation Department budget. That's what we're talking about, really. We're not talking about the Parks and Recreation budget per se. Parks, maintenance, and facilities come under Public Works. That's their ultimate source of budget funds. Again, the Recreation Department, with Peter being the recreation director. There is actually a Parks and Recreation Commission budget line that essentially pays for Gloria services, and I think that's about all that it does.
That's all it is, right.
Right, right. So when we talk about we're requesting this or our budget and so forth, the lines get kind of blurred at times, so hopefully we can just be a little more clear. And I think the way to start, as we always do every year, I think, is with a little bit of a package of those, you know, the particular portion of the town charter and ordinances and so forth that explain really who we are, what our duties are.
Yeah.
And from there,
okay.
It becomes a lot more clear. Sorry, Deb, but I didn't mean to take jump ahead like that.
I'm sorry, anything else to
John? No.
I'll elaborate on that a little bit after okay. Make it sound to me. All right, thank you. Deb?
Just welcome.
Thanks.
Come on, a little more than that.
No.
Okay. Bill?
just glad to be aboard, working with everybody, and looking forward to full steam ahead, and hopefully we can accomplish as a group, as a team, all the things that we work out to be, and help each other, and that's what I'm here for. Try to get more involved as we go on, and maybe I can get involved in some of these committees and, you know, help out the best I can.
Very good, thanks. Morgan?
Welcome to the two new people. Happy that I didn't have to give you my life story when I first got here.
You missed it. I'm sorry.
Looking forward to the Farmers Market Committee. It will be a lot of fun to get in on that. Come join us for the commissions. At the very least, it'll give you a lot of exposure to things that before I was on them, I had no idea the amount of work that went into all of it. So it's pretty cool to see. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and any other in there.
Thank you.
Rocky.
Again, welcome to Bill and John. I think you'll be really valuable assets and a lot of help to us. We have a good group. We do have fun. We work and we work hard at it. And what Commissioner Chase was talking about is that I actually pulled that out and was trying to update the package. We have a little package. When I first came here, it's very confusing because we interact with the Recreation Department. And for all matters relating to the recreation programs and scheduling of programs, new programs, that kind of stuff. We interact with Public Works for maintenance of the fields, improvements to the fields, and it gets blurry and confusing sometimes because the recreation director, I started talking to them a little bit about this, had reached out and was doing a lot of things that probably he wasn't supposed to be doing because he was trying to help the previous public works director. So, but they work closely together and we'll figure it out. But there is a package that we had put together for a lot of us all came in new at the same time. And it's very confusing who does what we're supposed to do. I'll try to put those information packets together and get them to you. But thank you. Gloria, thank you for putting up with us for another year, and we'll wish everybody happy holidays, and without further ado, I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
6-0, we're all ready to roll. Thank you.
Why do you stare at me?
We didn't hear your life story.
The motion to, I didn't say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Trying to remember.
Miles. It's okay.
Okay.